This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Munoz Relas. Case date of birth, May 27, 1959. Case ID number is 638-7296. Date of exam, November 14, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire. Identifying information. This is a 64-year-old divorced female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of breast cancer stage 2 with lumpectomy / partial mastectomy and reconstruction surgery, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked as a provider for 5 years. During that time, she worked 12 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her brother in a house in a separate room, and she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one. Breast cancer stage 2 with lumpectomy / partial mastectomy and reconstruction surgery. Number 2, osteoarthritis. And number 3, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations. Number 1, breast cancer stage 2 with lumpectomy / partial right mastectomy with reconstruction surgery. The claimant states that in 2021, she was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer of the right breast. She went on to have a partial mastectomy / lumpectomy of the right side and was given chemotherapy soon afterwards for 6 months. She denies receiving any kind of radiation or being told that she had metastatic cancer. The surgery was performed in October of 2021, and she states that she is stage 2 bracket 2 carcinoma. She does not know exactly what kind of cancer she had. The claimant suffers from weakness, comma, fatigue, comma, tiredness, comma, right upper shoulder weakness and tenderness, comma, vertigo, comma, decreased memory, comma, decreased concentration, comma, insomnia, comma, and decreased balance. Her physician is Dr. Gary Souffrant and Dr. Megan Korutua. Turi. It's K-A-R-U-T-U-R-I. The claimant is presently stable at this time. She's taking letrozole 2.5 milligrams QD, but states that the chemotherapy has drained her completely and has caused much damage to her generalized body. Allegation number 2, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2018, she started to suffer more from her osteoarthritis. X-rays have been performed, which have confirmed that she has generalized osteoarthritis throughout her body. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb 3 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or use a skillet. The claimant does have a walker that she uses most of the time to ambulate with. Her physician is Dr. Gary, Sue Fun, and Sue Clinica, who is her medical provider at this time. The claimant also has a personal provider who comes to help her at the house. The claimant is not taking any medications for pain except for Tylenol, 650 milligrams, two tablets, TID, PRN is needed, and diclofenac sodium cream, 1% TID to affected areas, which does give her some mild relief. She states that she does mild exercise with her provider. Her daily activities include sleeping, listening to the radio, and home exercises. She says she likes to knit and read at home. She does not do any housework, go to the grocery store, cook, or do the laundry at this time, secondary to her debilitating condition from her cancer. Allegation number 3, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2015 she was told that she had a very high cholesterol level. She does not know what her cholesterol level is at this time. However, she is presently taking ezetimibe 10 milligrams QD and rosuvastatin 10 milligrams QD. She denies having peripheral vascular disease, myocardial infarction, or cerebral vascular accident in the past. Her condition appears to be stable. Family history: her father died at the age of 59 from a myocardial infarction. He also had hypertension, coronary artery disease, and hyperlipidemia. Her mother died at the age of 84 from ovarian and breast cancer. Medications: letrozole 2.5 milligrams QD, ezetimibe 10 milligrams QD, iron sulfate 150 milligrams QD, rosuvastatin 10 milligrams QD, Tylenol 650 milligrams, two tablets TID, hydroxychloride 25 milligrams TID, diclofenac sodium cream 1% TID, and vitamin D QD. She does not recall the dose. Medical problems: right-sided breast cancer stage 2, being treated at this time and appears to be in remission. Hyperlipidemia, anemia, osteoarthritis, anxiety, major surgeries, right-sided lumpectomy / partial right mastectomy with reconstruction pending at this time. The claimant states that she does not understand why they haven't had the reconstruction done, but thinks that it's probably secondary to the fact that she's still being treated with chemotherapy. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizures disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 180 pounds, height 5 feet 2 inches, BP 135 over 68 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 33. General: this is a 64-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to the end result of chemotherapy. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to the fourth sentence. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant states that she has lost multiple teeth secondary to the chemotherapy, approximately 8 teeth in total. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally reactive to light. However, extraocular movements were not intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal as well. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole was 20/200. Corrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. And corrected is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. Binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you drop down to after lungs, at the last sentence? There is a 15-centimeter horizontal right linear scar of the right breast, which appears to be a lumpectomy slash partial mastectomy of the right breast, in which most of the breast was left behind. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She did have clear thought processes, but her memory was mildly decreased. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at +2. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a walker that she uses all the time. Her hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, but the Romber sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of both upper extremities, especially the right side. Mild joint swelling, erythema, effusion, and deformity was noted of the right upper extremity, secondary to the mastectomy. There is normal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, the claimant was unable to flex the thoracic or lumbar spine at this time and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities as well as in the lower extremities, secondary to weakness. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 70 degrees on the right side and then 90 degrees on the left, and the claimant was unable to climb up on the examination table, secondary to weakness. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially for the right upper extremity. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was only able to flex at 100 degrees bilaterally. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. The claimant was unable to rise from a sitting position, and she was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant had difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes and was not able to walk at a tandem rate secondary to weakness of the legs, and she needed a walker at all times. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive device, she requires a walker at all times and may need a wheelchair in the near future. Neurological, grip strength was plus 2 over 5 for the right side and plus 4 over 5 for the left. She is able to make a full closed fist and opposed fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact except for extraocular movements. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus. Plus 2 over 5. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the right upper extremity as well as the left upper extremity. No evidence of muscle wasting was noted, but the claimant does have muscle spasms of all four extremities, especially the right upper extremity. Muscle strength was plus 3 over 5. For all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal laterally, but especially for the right side. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. She is unable to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right upper extremity. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right breast in the form of a partial mastectomy. The claimant is unable to heel toe and tandem walk normally, secondary to weakness. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally, but especially of the right side where her grip is plus 2 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show moderate to severe fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual fields and in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to generalized weakness, decreased memory, and decreased strength, secondary to the after effects of chemotherapy that she has been taking for 6 months. Probable diagnoses, number one, breast cancer stage 2 with lumpectomy and / partial mastectomy. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant is still pending reconstruction of the right breast. Allegations number 2, osteoarthritis with severe weakness. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant might be suffering from the after effects of chemotherapy. Allegation number 3, hyperlipidemia / hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time and appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Munoz Reles.